It is time for Radioga. So please welcome to the studio, Terry Flaherty. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Sage. It's good to be here. And we are going to practice a continuation of what we started the last time I was on. We did some movements of the head and neck, which is housing the cervical spine, the part of the spine that is from the top of the back to the base of the skull. So now we're going to do this exact same movements with the other parts of the spine, as well as the cervical spine and the neck. So the spine has three parts. The cervical spine, and you can be saying to yourself yes, kind of nodding a big yes with the inhalation and exhalation like we did last time. And then after you're finished that, you can inhale at center and nod the head no. Chin to shoulder, inhale back to center, chin to opposite shoulder. And then kind of a loose, I don't know, dropping right ear to right shoulder, inhale back to center, drop left ear to left shoulder. So those are the six movements of the spine we practiced last time. And this time we're going to be engaging the thoracic spine. That's the portion of the mid-back that's housed within the rib cage, roughly. And then the lumbar spine, which is in the lower back from the rib cage down to the pelvis or sacrum. And then there's a little sacral unit that finishes off the spine down to the tip of the tailbone. So we're going to arch the back looking up as if we're going to nod the head yes, but we're going to reach the tailbone back as well. Arching the spine, inhale in. Good. Exhale, curl the back, kind of like you're slouching on the couch. You can either bring your hands to your knees or you can drop elbows to the knees and kind of hang over head toward the knees or between the knees. If you're really flexible and you have no spinal issues, you could actually drop your belly to your thighs. So we're just going to continue that. Walk your hands up, lifting the heart to the sky, breathing in, and then exhaling down, curling the back, hands, elbows, or belly against the thighs. Good. One more time. Inhale. Grow. And then exhale. You can even tuck your chin to your chest, reaching nose to the navel to feel that deep curl of the upper back and the thoracic spine. Good. The next thing we're going to do is a twist. So we're going to twist every part of the spine, and this might just be your neck if that's all that's comfortable twisting, looking from right to left. But you can try turning your heart to one direction by moving the shoulders in a twist. Good. Inhale back to center. You always want to be exhaling into the twist as you deepen the twist. Good. And then you come to center again and think about moving the pelvis and the navel center. So your belly button is turning right. Inhale back to center. Exhale, navel center left. Good. And then we'll try all of those things together. You can use your hands against the thighs, against arms of a chair if you're sitting in an armchair. And if you're driving, please save this for a later date. So you're going to twist, and you might shift one knee forward and pull the other knee back. As you twist the entire spine, look over your back shoulder. Sits bone pulls back, navel center, rib cage, heart, shoulders, and then the head and neck. Good. It's good to develop this from the tailbone up to the crown of the head once you get practiced at this, and then you can feel every part of the spine moving in a cooperative twist. Good. Just pulled a yawn out of Sage, which means she's releasing tension. And then again, inhale like a yawn through the mouth. And exhale out. Now you're going to have to brace yourself for this next one. It's a side bend, which is a little more difficult to practice seated than it is standing. This is the last of the doubled or paired six movements of the spine. You're going to reach up through the crown, and then you're going to exhale, lean over to the side. Good. Think of a slinky. Your spine is like a slinky coming up out of the pelvis and then bending over and down. You're going to catch yourself either on the arm of your chair or hand against the cushion upon which you're seated or solid chair upon which you're seated. If you want to, you can reach the other hand, opposite hand, away from which you're leaning to the shoulder, lifting elbow to sky, and that might be enough stretch for you. If you want to go further, you can extend that hand over the ear and in the same direction as your crown. And do that a couple times. You're inhaling at center, exhaling for the long side stretch, bending the entire spine like a slinky over to one side, and then coming back to center with an inhale and exhaling over to the side. And that completes our six movements of the spine. We'll be relying on those as a basis for our future exercises. So it's great to be here. I'm Terry Flaherty, and this has been Radio Yoga for Allegheny Mountain Radio.